every single line. It's literally Vatifkidenu Livikarim Lirgoim Tifchanenu. Every second of this line, of this daf, requires Bechina. It's Afoichba Vafoichba, that level of Tifchanenu. But I think, just to speak out two ha'aras, and the first is really not so much raid, it's just more in terms of understanding a little bit some of the things that we spoke about. Because the truth is that in addition to today's daf being a meridig, a raid daf, but there's also some existential things that are discussed in today's daf. So let's just, in no particular order. So the Mishnah said, Barba prakim ha'olim nidayin. And the Gemara said that really the shita of the Tan of our Mishnah as it relates to Yemei Hadin is one of five shitas. There were several other shitas as well. This is one of five. It's not Rav Meir, it's not Rav Yehuda, it's not Rav Yosi, it's not Rav Nosson. It's Tana Devei Rav Yishma. The Ritva, in his Pirush on our Gemara, says that even though the Stam Mishnah is the Mishnah that we learn, but really, it's not the halacha. And he says, I'll prove to you that it's not the halacha. He says, number one, what emerged from the Mishnah is tfua, perisa ilam, and mayim, which in English means parnasa. The Yumei Adin is not on Rosh Hashanah the way we know it, but rather the Yumei Adin are on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot respectively. Says the Ritva, on Rosh Hashanah, when we daven Musaf, we say, V'al ha-medino is boye yomer, ezay l'ra ve'ezay l'soifa. It sounds like that's today, on Rosh Hashanah. It's not the Ritva, it's not true. It's not on Rosh Hashanah. Ezay l'ra ve'ezay l'soifa? What does Rav and Soiva mean? Will there be Mayim? Will there be Tfua? Will there be Peres Ha'ilon? V'al ha-medino is boy. Boy means on Rosh Hashanah. It's not true. The Mishnah says, "Barba prakim ha'olam nidoin bePesach al tefua baTzaras al peris ha'ilan ubechag nidoin malamayim." So, what does it mean? V'la medina is boye yomer ezay l'ra ve'ezay l'soifa. V'oid says the Ritva. There's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that we just so happened spoke about last week, and the Gemara tells a story about a chassid echad. So this chassid got into a fight with his wife, and the situation was so bad that he had to sleep in a Beis HaKfaris. So we mentioned the Marshal was in a dream, but the Pashup Pshan in the Gemara is he ended up sleeping in the Beis HaKfaris. And we were sleeping in the Beis HaKfaris, we overheard two ruchais having a conversation, and they were talking about the fact that it was Rosh Hashanah and it's the Yom Adin, and they were discussing the tefuah. What a person would have to do for the tfu at the knack. You plant during the first season, the second season, and he went ahead and he did it, and he became a gerois gevir. And the whole fascinating story that Gemara tells in Brachos Daf Yudches says the Ritva, I thought bePesach al tfuah. That was Rosh Hashanah. I was talking about the Yom Adin of tfuah. Frank, the Ritva, I thought bePesach. The truth is, it's Tosfos Kasha here in our Gemara. But that's what Ritva says. It says the Ritva, it's muchach from these two kashas and from other kashas as well, that it must be, we don't paskin this way. But rather, we paskin like Rameir in the Gemara. And that is, every single thing happens on Rosh Hashanah, and it's on Yom Kippur that there's a Chesimus Adin. Ay, Pesach, and Shavuos, and Chag. That's the Tan of our Mishnah, and even though it's a Stam Mishnah, and even though the Gemara discussed it, so based on ordinary Klali Apsak, you would certainly think that the Halacha is like this Stam Mishnah, but the Ritva says, I have Rayas, and I heard B'Shem, my Rebbe, the Ramban, also Rayas, that this is really not the way it is. But then he says, Mikol Makan, however, the Rif brings our Mishnah, and the Rif doesn't comment on it. It's a vice stoich from the steam of the Rif that the Rif must have held like our Mishnah. The truth is, the Ran, in the back of the Gemara, he learns like the Rif as well. He says, of course, the halacha is that what the Mishnah says, that this barba prakam ha'ilam nidain. And he asks the obvious question. He says, I don't know, I thought that everything really happens on Rosh Hashanah. So if everything happens on Rosh Hashanah, so how does that reconcile with this idea of barba prakam ha'ilam nidain? And the Ran says a teretz. The Ran says you have to say that the barba prakam ha'ilam nidain means bederech klali. There's some general idea that the world is judged during these four times. So for example, tfua on a macro level. How's Tfuah going to do this year? How's the economy going to be? Oh, the economy is going to be gavaldic. Each yachid, what role is he going to play maybe in this bull market? I don't know. That's in Rosh Hashanah. Well, fakert, if Khalil, it's not going to be good. So what's each yachid's role going to be in the fact that this year was not such a good year? That's in Rosh Hashanah. So, bePesach ala Tfuah. Tfuah, bederech, nothing to do with the person. Everything that's negeya the mensch happens on Rosh Hashanah. Oh, but what is negeya tfuah? As far as tfuah goes, that's bePesach. As it's negeya, but the bottom line is there was a major machlokes rishonim whether we paskin like our Mishnah or we don't paskin like our Mishnah. So just two places where you find in halacha, halacha lemaisa, related to our Mishnah. Number one is the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchis Lulav. It's in Siman Tov Reish Samech Dalet, and it's Nogeya, the halachas of Hoshana Rabbah. So the Mechaber says, B'yoyim Shvi, the seventh day of Sukkot, Shua Hoshana Rabbah, Noyagim laharbois be mizmoir and kamevi yontif. The minig is to treat it like yontif. And then the Mechaber says, Umarbin ktsas bin neiros kamevi yamakipurim. Not just that, there's an idea to light neiros like we do on Yom Kippur. And he concludes, why? Levisha bechag nidoinim alamayim. Because on chag we judge, all the water is judged. And because the water is judged, what does that mean? It means it's a yoyim hadin. And because it's a yoyim hadin, so you have to treat it like a yoyim hadin. Therefore, marbin ktsas bin neiros kamevi yamakipurim. Meaning, the Mechaber says, Hoshana Rabbah, even though really it's the last day of Chol HaMoed, it's treated a little bit like Yontif. It's also treated a little bit like Yom Kippur. Says the Mechaber, why are we treating it a little bit like Yom Kippur? What's it do Yom Kippur? My Inyan Hoshana Rabbah, it's Yom Kippur. Ah, so the Zayir HaKadosh, and we spoke about all that. But Alpi Pshat, what does Hoshana Rabbah do with Yom Kippur? Says the Mechaber, the reason is, Lefisha Bechag Nidoinim Alamayim, because it's a Yom Adin. Just like Yom Kippur is a Yom Adin, this is also a Yom Adin. And therefore, Marbin Ktsas Beneiros, Kemay Be Yom HaKippur. But this is an example of a Halacha L'maisa, Marbin Ktsas Beneiros on Hoshana Rabbah, based on Lefisha Bechag Nidoinim Alamayim. Another example of this is a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Lamid Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. Tanya, a Brayser. Rav Shimon Alazar and Rav Shimon Alazar said, Ezra Tikin Lem LeYisrael Shiu Koyrim Klolish BeTorahs Koyanim Koydim Atzeres V'Shem BeMishnah Torah Koydim Rosh Hashanah. If you go through the Seder of Kriyas HaTorah, so we read the Klolish BeTorahs Koyanim, the Toichacha Parshas Bechu Koyasai, it always coincides with Shavuos. It's before Shavuos. Shem BeMishnah Torah and the klolos of Mishnah Torah, Parshas Kisavei, that happens at the end of the year before Rosh Hashanah. My time, Amar Rabbi Vitemir Shluch Lakish, Kidei Shetichla Hashanah V'Kilu Loisa. It's like this: the year and all its klolos are going to end. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Mishnah BeMishnah Torah Ika. I understand the klolos of Mishnah Torah, Parshas Kisavei is before Rosh Hashanah. That coincides with the end of the year. Ika Kidei Shetichla Hashanah V'Kilu Loisa. Rosh Hashanah is the new year, so right before Rosh Hashanah is the end of the year. Elish Shabbateres Kayanim, Bateres Kayanim, Atu Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. What does Shavuos have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Somewhere it says, in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah, the Tananu Batzeres Alperes Ilan. Because you see, on Shavuos, we judge Alperes Ilan, and this is our Kriyas HaTorah, the way we do it. So you see, there's an idea of Shavuos being Rosh Hashanah. Incidentally, the Kozhik of a Goyen, Hashem Yim Kom Damai, in the Eretz Tzvi, he says something beautiful. He says that we say the Toichacha twice. Parshas Bechukosai, Paris Kayanim, and then again in Parshas Kisavai, which is B'Mishnah Torah, and it coincides with the end of the year. And the reason it coincides with the end of the year is Kedei Shetichle Shana V'Kilu Loiseh. So he says along that theme, Yesh Loimar, what are we laying on Simchas Torah? So the year ended, right? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, that's the Chasimus Adin. The next day, so it's Shmini Atzeres, and it's Simchas Torah. What do we read on Simchas Torah? V'Zois HaBracha. We read V'Zois HaBracha. Why do we read V'Zois HaBracha? Because just like there's an idea of Tichle Shana V'Kilu Loiseh, there's an idea of Taschil Shana Ubirchoiseh. So we end the year before Rosh Hashanah with the Toichacha Parshas Kisavai, and we begin the year with Vezois HaBracha. It should be a gebenched year. He says we do the same thing Shavuos. Before Shavuos, we say the Toichacha Parshas Bechukoisai. Every single year, the Shabbos after Shavuos, the Shabbos for Noch Shavuos is what? Parshas Nasai. In Parshas Nasai, you have Birchas Kayanim. Yivarechacha Hashem v'yishmerecha, Yor Hashem pono ve'lecha v'chunecha. This is the bracha from Klal Yisrael. So there's an idea of Tichle Shana v'kilu Yisrael. There's also an idea of Taschil Shana u'bircha Yisrael. But again, this idea that you find that Sukkot is the Yom Adin for Mayim, and Shavuos is the Yom Adin for Peres Ha'ilam, this is all in line with the Psak of the Rif and the Ran, and that is like our Stam Mishnah, although on the Rishonim level, as we see, this was really controversial and it wasn't 100% clear who exactly it is that we paskin like.